We are in Hilchas Pesach, Simen Tov Nun Aleph, the Halach of Kasher and Kalim. We're up to Sif Chav Gimel. We'll be doing Chav Gimel and Chav Dalet. Klei Cheres HaMetzupim B'Hituch Schuchis. Now the Mechaber Shita will later be that glass doesn't absorb, it's totally non-absorbent and doesn't even need kashering. The Ramah is going to disagree with him and hold that not only does it need kashering, but kashering doesn't work. It is absorbent and doesn't come out by way of kashering. The Mechaber here, Lishitoso, who holds that glass is non-absorbent, is discussing the case of a ceramic keli that is covered in glass. So he says there, dinam kikli cheres, it is like ceramic, it absorbs and cannot be kashered. Meaning the machaber holds that when you have glass, but inside it there is cheres, there's earthenware, the earthenware will cause the glass to absorb and will prevent it from becoming kasherable. Hagav v'yesh mekomo shenogu shalol lishtamish bekli cheres glizir tafilo chadoshim. There are places that the minig is not to use glazed dishes, even if they're new. Ve'elach mirak b'makom ha'minig, and one should only be machmer in the place of the minhag. Now, what's the reason for this minhag? Because they used to use bran in the process of actually glazing it. So it actually absorbed hot chametz. Now, the Mishnah Brura says that even in a place where there is such a minhag, if you have a hechsher on a particular keli, where when it was glazed, you know for a fact that they did not use bran on it, then one would be allowed to use it on Pesach. Sif Chav Dalet Klei Eitz HaMetzupim B'Simonim Shekorin Barnis. Wooden kalim that have some kind of coating on them, of a substance that is not kasherable. Dinam ki kli cheres, they're considered kli cheres, they are not, there's no way that you can kasher them. We say they absorb, and they do not give out by way of hagola whatever's absorbed in them. Says the Ramah, hagav yesh mekomesh machmim shalol lishtamish, the kelim tzvuim, that we do not use kelim that were painted, that have paint over them, afilu in chadoshim, even if they're new, out of a chash that the paint is chametz. V'chein ha-mechupin bibdil, as well as the ones that are covered, that are covered with lead. V'ein la'achmer b'zeh rak v'mokam shenogu iser, you should only machmer in a place that the noeg iser. Here too, the issue was that they used bran in covering it. Now, l'maisa today, this is something important to point out, and that is that we know that wood is kasherable by way of hagola. Most wooden kalim today, as well as wooden surfaces, are really coated wood. They're coated with some kind of plastic. And, we do not kasher all of these synthetics, these plastics, for Pesach. So anything that really needs kashering, me'ikar adin, because it was used for hot chametz, even though it's made of wood, but if it's got some kind of synthetic coating, that would prevent kashering from working. We would say that absorbs and it does not give out the taste. In the case of something that does not need kashering mi'ikar adin, so there the minag is lahakel and to kasher even though it's got some kind of plastic coating.